Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this really a nice looking afternoon. Going for us. Thanks for having us on. We do appreciate it. A lot of things coming up in terms of information. Yeah, we'll talk and give you the latest information on Hurricane Erin, Cat 2 storm right now. We'll let you know where it's at and how it will be affecting. Primarily, it looks like the North Carolina north to the New Jersey coastline. So We'll talk about that. Austin's in, and he'll definitely have the 5-day forecast associated with tonight's and this evening's afternoon's forecast, keeping you update there. But let's go ahead, look at three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, National Hurricane Center model showing Hurricane Erin as a Cat 2 storm, moving slightly more to the west this afternoon, making a closer approach to the U.S. than previously expected. There's now a state of emergency in North Carolina, where residents and visitors along the Outer Banks are under evacuation orders. High surf advisory is also in effect from Florida to Massachusetts. Waves could reach 10 to 20 feet in the Outer Banks, 11 feet in the southeast, 15 feet in the northeast. NHC forecasters also watching the tropical wave following Erin with a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days. But I don't think we're going to have to really worry about that storm. It's already starting to make more of a right turn and northerly direction, avoiding the Florida coastline. So there you go.
Number two.
And a new Florida law makes it easier for local governments to allow the public to access beach areas even when there are disputes over private property. This has been a major issue in the Perdido Key area. Under the new law, local governments can allow the public access to beaches considered private without undergoing costly litigation, especially if the beaches were historically used by the public. Perdido Key residents want Escambia commissioners to recognize the new law as an executive order signed by Governor Ron DeSantis for customary use of Florida beaches.
Number three.
Listen, you've said it, I've said it. It's a topic of conversation. Motorcycle crashes in Pensacola becoming way too common.
Right.
PPD reporting 4 fatal collisions have occurred in the last 2 months. In the first 6 months of 2025, Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa counties have either met the yearly total of crashes or topped numbers that haven't been seen back since 2023. State of Florida ranking number one in the nation for motorcycle crashes. Remember, put the phone down and look twice before you make that lane move.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a former state representative has been chosen as the new town administrator in Century. The town council approved hiring Dave Merzen for the job at their meeting last night. Merzen was recommended by Mayor Ben Boutwell.
On Saturday, Pensacola is closing the monitored recycling drop-off collection site on Palafox. Well, you know, they got curbside recycling now.
Right.
It's kind of dug into this process. Mayor Reeves said the closure was a financial decision, as the total amount of materials collected on Palafox didn't justify the cost of keeping that facility open. Reeves actually confirmed steady growth in the opt-in curbside recycling program, and lower contamination rates are far below the levels that helped derail the old curbside model. The city's averaging about 100 opt-ins a day.
All right, and a former Army Reserve soldier sentenced to 35 years in state prison for molesting a 6-year-old in Santa Rosa County in 2021. A judge sentenced 41-year-old William Moe on Monday to 35 years in state prison, followed by lifetime sex offender probation. Moe was convicted in April of lewd or lascivious molestation for an offense committed in Milton in November of 2021.
4:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Hopefully it's not too bad. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Our worst looking spots right now are going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on 9 Mile Road itself traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, but neither of those spots should be too big of a shock. Outside of that, worst looking spots probably going to be Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound coming from the Hurlburt Field area. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees right now, low of 78 this evening. Got some rainfall chances increasing as we head into your Thursday and Friday. And over the course of the next few days into your weekend, the highs are going to show it. From Thursday to Sunday, we're going to see the highs drop from 93 all the way down to 89.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
416 News Radio 92.3. Florida already ranking dead last in average teacher pay nationwide. But today, surprise, the state's new head of education accusing teachers unions of withholding salary increases from those educators.
These unions have delayed hard-earned dollars from reaching our teachers. Last year alone, we had 16 districts that still had not paid teachers well into February when the money was appropriated in July.
Okay, the education commissioner says Florida has invested nearly $6 billion in teacher pay since 2020, but says unions withhold the hard-earned dollars during protracted negotiations. National Education Association data ranks Florida 16th in the country in average starting teacher pay at $48,000. State Education Commissioner advised teachers to turn up the heat on their union reps.
I sent a letter to district superintendents to share with their teachers and encourage our educators contact their union representatives to demand they get what has been appropriated to them immediately.
All right, and Governor Ron DeSantis commenting on the deadly Florida Turnpike crash that was allegedly caused by an illegal immigrant. Harjinder Singh is charged with 3 counts of vehicular homicide in connection to the accident last week near Fort Pierce. He's accused of making an illegal U-turn in his tractor trailer and slamming into a minivan. Singh apparently received his commercial driver's license in California, something DeSantis says should have never happened. Singh has an ICE detainer and is expected to be extradited to St. Lucie County next Wednesday.
Listen, getting that driver's license renewed and the renewal process, taking some changes here. I wanted to tell you about them. Drivers who recently renewed or replaced their Florida driver's license may need to update their voter registration information as well. Under this new policy, renewal or replacement driver's license now get a new randomized ID number to help prevent fraud and identity theft. Voters need to update their registration to reflect this new number or could impact them in the voting process.
And a high-flying drug delivery goes off course in Hillsborough County. A drone package with narcotics slammed into a house in Lutz, causing the alleged owner to knock on the front door and ask for it back. The homeowners called 911 and turned a drone, plus multiple bags of meth and fentanyl into officers. Jason Brooks was arrested on several charges, including possession with intent to sell and an outstanding warrant from Pasco County.
Listen, Apalachicola oysters used to be just absolutely world famous. They were just the best of the best.
All right.
Go ahead and smile if you like oysters from Apalachicola Bay. More than a decade after the oyster industry collapsed over there, state wildlife officials recently gave preliminary approval to reopen some of those oyster reefs for harvesting in January.
Wow.
With plans to start a recurring seasonal harvest later in 2026. The bay once again closed to harvesting back in 2020.
All right. And U.S. Representative Maxwell Frost touring alligator Alcatraz for a second time. The Central Florida congressman visited the Immigration Detention Center last month and again this afternoon. He's one of more than 60 lawmakers who've penned a letter to Homeland Security, ICE, and FEMA officials asking for a response by September 3rd. Earlier this week, a Miami federal judge dismissed a portion of a lawsuit to question detainees' due process.
All right. Very interesting. This story's hurting a lot of senior citizens. Mm. You know, fixed income. They depend on SSA for their income.
Right.
Well, this is a slap in the face to some seniors, and I go along with this. The 2026 SSA cost of living adjustment is out. Many seniors are going to be disappointed again. Preliminary estimates confirm an increase of around 2.7%. This is much lower than in recent years. In 2023, let me give you an example here. 2023, COLA was 3.2%. 2022, 8.7%. Inflation has outpaced COLA adjustments in 80% of the last decade. You know, if you do the mathematics on this, somebody will probably make a senior citizen maybe $40 a month extra.
Wow.
You can blow that off in 2 grocery items.
Absolutely.
So it's not fair, and they need to look at this for seniors. Absolutely important.
And 420 here, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just $10. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. Executives in the finance industry have accused Democratic politicians of interfering in the banking industry. This is something more we're going to be talking about. Grady Trimble has the details from the White House.
These bombshell allegations that the past two Democratic presidents pressured banks not to bank conservatives come from two unnamed executives from top U.S. banks. And here's a quote from one of them. Those pressures were very, very real. When your regulator gives you a suggestion, it's not a suggestion, it's an order. The political stuff is very real. Those pressures are real. President Trump and other Republicans have claimed for years that banks denied services to customers because of their political views or because they did business in the crypto industry. President Trump recently said that two of the biggest banks in the world, JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America, refused to let him bank with them between his two terms as president.
424 News Radio 92.3. Mixed day on the markets today. It really is. Hillary Barsky's in. She's got those numbers.
A choppy trading session with the major averages ending mixed as a tech sell-off extends into a second day. Tech was the worst performing sector, while energy and healthcare gained. All of the Magnificent Seven tech stocks finished lower. Shares of Target tumbled 6%. The big box retailer posted stronger than expected second quarter earnings, but delivered another quarter of falling sales. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, McDonald's, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Apple, Amazon, and Home Depot. The Dow up 16 points. The Nasdaq lower by 142, S&P 500 down 16. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 425, here we go. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, worst looking spots are going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing the Hobart Field area. Got some backups developing on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Let's see, worst spot in Pensacola. Probably going to have to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, and maybe a little bit of backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. As for your weather, 90 degrees, low of 78 tonight. As the rainfall chances ramp up over the course of the next few days, we're going to see the highs trickle down a little bit. Tomorrow is 93, but come Saturday, it'll be just 90.
All right, News Radio 92.3. As mentioned earlier, Hurricane Erin is turning north as it moves along the East Coast, bringing, of course, rip currents and massive waves along with it. Fox weather meteorologist Mike Seidel calls in with us today and files this report from Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
Not a bad beach day if you stay out of the water. We've got these beach closures up and down the East Coast from Florida all the way up to Jersey because of the high surf, but more importantly, the dangerous rip currents being created out ahead of Hurricane Erin. Now, a 110-mile-an-hour hurricane, so just below Cat 3 status. Expected to regain Cat 3 status again, at least through tomorrow. I mean, this thing has doubled, even tripled in size from back over the weekend when it was a Cat 5 down there south and east of the Bahamas. So we have the surf. We have the tides that are going to be higher than average, especially as we get into the next high tide cycle, which is coming up later on today.
And the Israeli military will move forward with plans to take over Gaza City. According to an Israeli military official, troops reached the city's outskirts and have begun moving tents in for people who will be displaced. The nation's defense minister said he approved mobilizing thousands more reservists and extending orders for others to supply troops as Israel aims to prevent Hamas from planning future attacks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also wearing a Hamas ceasefire proposal.
427 News Radio 92.3. New York Mayor Eric Adams and other New York officials sent a letter today rejecting a deadline set by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi to get rid of its sanctuary city policies or face criminal charges and funding cuts. Here's Morgan McKay from that's Fox 5 up in New York City on News Radio 92.3.
This letter from the city's Corporation Council sent to the Attorney General states in part, quote, our system of federalism recognizes that states and cities need not carry out federal mandates, including federal immigration laws. Adams has supported the city's sanctuary laws, but has also urged the city council to make changes, he says, in order to better target migrants who are criminals. Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, who represents Staten Island and parts of southern Brooklyn, blasted the city and state for not complying with federal immigration laws, pointing to a report she released earlier this year showing crime spikes around certain migrant shelters.
And California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff has established a legal defense fund amid a federal investigation into his finances. President Trump recently claimed that Schiff may have committed mortgage fraud by falsely claiming his primary residence was in Maryland for financial gain. Schiff denies the allegation.
Okay, not a good day for the U.S. Navy, Austin. An American naval ship caught fire in Japan today. No word yet on a cause. Chris Foster is covering the story for us.
The Japanese Coast Guard and military helped American sailors fight a fire on the USS New Orleans off the coast of Okinawa and U.S. Naval Base White Beach. The call came in around 5 p.m. local time. No injuries are reported. Other vessels were asked to stay a mile away. The New Orleans is an amphibious transport dock ship, part of the U.S. 7th Fleet's Amphibious Ready Group that can transport around 700 troops, usually carrying a crew of 361. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And a new policy update from the Trump administration says immigrants applying to enter the U.S. will now be screened for anti-American activity. A policy alert was released this week by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services that said immigration officers may now consider if applicants have endorsed, promoted, supported, or otherwise espoused the views of a terrorist organization.
Okay, here's your numbers if you're thinking about buying or selling a home. Mortgage News Daily, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.60%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.96%. A Hurricane Aaron update coming up in less than 15 in sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. North Carolina declares a state of emergency as Hurricane Aaron moves north. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne has more from Nags Head, North Carolina.
The storm isn't making a U.S. landfall, but tonight and tomorrow are when it gets closest to land. Even though the storm is hundreds of miles offshore, it is huge, with its tropical storm force windshield stretching almost 500 miles right now.
The effects of Hurricane Aaron are expected to be felt all along the East Coast, causing rip currents as far north as New York. The storm moving north this hour, 14 miles an hour, 110 mile an hour winds. And Texas Republicans seeking to pass a redistricting plan that could benefit the GOP in next year's midterms.
The House Speaker has said they will be here as long as it takes until this new map passes.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Democrat-led states like New York and California have threatened to redraw their own maps in retaliation if Texas's new congressional map is passed into law. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all, no duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center models show Hurricane Aaron as a Cat 2 storm, moving slightly more to the west today, making a closer approach to the U.S. than previously expected. There is now a state of emergency in North Carolina where residents and visitors along the Outer Banks are under evacuation orders. High surf advisories are also in effect from Florida to Massachusetts. Waves could reach up to 10 to 20 feet in the Outer Banks, 11 feet in the southeast, and 15 feet in the northeast. NHC forecasters also watching a tropical wave following Aaron with a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development. That's over the course of the next 7 days.
Number two.
Okay, a new Florida law makes it easier for local governments to allow the public to access beach areas even when there are disputes over private property. This has really been a major issue in the Perdido Key area. Under the new law, local governments could allow the public to access the beaches considered private without undergoing costly litigation, especially if the beaches were historically used by the public. Perdido Key residents want Escambia commissioners to recognize the new law as an executive order signed by Governor DeSantis for customary use of Florida beaches.
Number three.
And motorcycle crashes in Pensacola are becoming way too common. PPD reports four fatal collisions have occurred in the last 2 months. In the first 6 months of 2025, Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties have either met the yearly total of crashes or top numbers that haven't been seen since 2023. The state of Florida ranks number one in the nation for motorcycle crashes. Remember to put the phone down and always look twice.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the town of Century did themselves some good. I got to tell you, Dave Merzen was an excellent selection as the new full-time town administrator. Former state representative and all-around good guy. Yeah, Merzen can get the job done up there. The council voted 3-1 Tuesday to approve Mayor Boutwell's recommendation of Dave Merzen. The vote authorized Boutwell to negotiate an employment agreement with Merzen for a final council approval at their next regular meeting. That will take place on September 2nd.
And the Escambia County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning about a warrant scam. Callers posing as ECSO members claim that victims have outstanding warrants for missed jury duty and demand payment to resolve the issue. The caller ID may display an official number, making it harder to detect a scam. But the Sheriff's Office emphasizes that they will never ask for payment over the phone and says to not send money or arrange meetings in response to such calls.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Bronx Bombers living up to their nickname again.
Giancarlo Stanton, Shane Bias getting rocked here in the early going.
High drive, right center field, Mangum back, track, wall, see ya! The Yankees go back, to back, to back, and they lead 3-0.
Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger, and Giancarlo Stanton homering in the first inning on the YES Network. The Yankees clubbing a total of 9 home runs on the night, tying a club record that they actually set earlier this season. New York beats the Rays in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field 13-3. The Yankees hold the first wild card spot in the American League. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia,
fifth inning on in Major League Baseball. Third most extra base hits. JT smokes one to deep left field, and the Phillies are back on top. A 2-run home run for Real Muto.
The first place Phillies beat the Mariners on NBC Sports Philadelphia 6-4, thanks to that JT Real Muto home run. Kyle Schwarber added his 44th dinger of the season. Speaking of 44, Shohei Ohtani hit home run number 44 as the Dodgers beat the Rockies 11-4. In a showdown of first-place teams, the Tigers outlast the Astros in 10 innings, 1-0, Houston walking in the winning run. The Cubs sweep a doubleheader from the first-place Brewers 6-4 and 4-1 in the nightcap. The Royals have won 5 straight, beating the Rangers 5-2. Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr. with career home run number 100. The Mets have won 3 straight after pounding the Nationals 8-1. Blue Jays beat the Pirates 7-3. Orioles beat the Red Sox 4-3 in 11 innings. The Padres snap a 4-game losing streak with a win over the Giants 5-1. Other winners on the diamond, the Cardinals, the Braves, the Athletics, the Reds, and the Diamondbacks. And you can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the WNBA has announced its playoff schedule. The first round of the postseason will tip off on September 14th, with the semifinals set to begin on September 21st. Game 1 of the WNBA Finals is scheduled for October 3rd, and for the first time ever, the finals will be played as a best-of-7 series. The Minnesota Lynx currently hold a number 1 seed, while the Liberty, Dream, Mercury, and Aces are in a tight race for the number 2-4 seeds.
Let me just throw this in here. Tuesday, the Bats came alive as Pensacola shut out Columbus 3-0. Wahoos now have a 59-55 record in the 25 season. Now, tonight, game 2 of the 6-game series against Columbus. First pitch will go out at 6:05. And I'm loving preseason. I know we have 1 game left in the preseason coming up here, but it looks as though Indianapolis has chosen their quarterback. Going to start for the Colts. Here's Joe Morgan.
A starting quarterback has been named in Indy, and a former top 5 pick will be watching from the sidelines. Daniel Jones will be under center for the Colts this season, head coach Shane Steichen said Tuesday, with the former Giants QB beating out Anthony Richardson. Richardson, who was selected fourth overall in the 2023 NFL Draft, has been plagued by injuries and inconsistency in his first 2 years in the league. Jones was brought in by Indianapolis in the offseason to compete with Richardson, and he now has a chance to revive his career. Jones lost the starting job with the Giants last season before asking for his release. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
You know, not trying to hijack the point here, because obviously it's great for Daniel Jones to get this chance. I do just want to say, and I know there's a lot of Gator fans in our area that probably feel sorry for Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, first of all, athletic specimen when it comes to his size and capabilities, but also he came into the NFL like after his combine performance and stuff. A lot of people really had a lot of faith in him, and it's a shame that he's struggling like he is.
Well, you see, Daniel Jones got his notoriety was Senior Bowl. He did a bang-up performance over at Senior Bowl before he...
I still remember the night he got drafted because people said, why are the Giants taking him this early?
Who's
Daniel Jones?
Right, exactly.
Ed Scottie Scheffler has the shortest odds to win a PGA Tour event since Tiger Woods in 2009. According to DraftKings, Scheffler is listed at 150 to win the Tour Championship this weekend. Tiger was even money to win the Tour Championship in 2009. Scheffler won last week's BMW Championship to win his fifth Tour event this season.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, if you don't mind, 1752, if you'll rank that for me.
Sure, bud.
Okay, leading audio entertainment app is adding a new feature to audiobooks. Kind of a health feature here. Evan Brown has more on the story.
Spotify has become the destination for not just music, but audiobooks. A talented person with a pleasant voice reads to you your favorite novel. Maybe an autobiography is read by its author. All you do is pop in your earphones and listen. But if this isn't enough to hold your attention, Spotify now introduces its follow-along feature. As the book is read to you, Spotify will integrate things to attract your eyes, photographs, drawings, and other graphical stuff in sync with the book's audio, and it will be paired with appropriate music. It is so far only available for select titles, and the service is now live for many premium subscribers. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Chris, just earlier this week, I was having to educate you and myself on Labubu dolls.
You had to do a good job on me, let me tell you.
The Chinese dolls. Well, it's funny that we brought those up recently because with their popularity, it's inevitable that there's going to be knockoffs. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning that some of these look-alike dolls could pose a choking hazard. The agency said it has received reports of fake Labubus easily breaking into pieces. Others that come in keychain form also are small enough for children to put in their mouths. The commission warns to only buy Labubus from reputable and trusted sources.
Are these little dolls we're talking about, right?
Some are keychain sized, I guess so.
The Gronk dolls back a long time. They call them the Dammit dolls, but I don't know what it was. If it's like that, I don't know how big these things are.
They're not too big, but I guess if little pieces pop off, you know, kids are stupid.
Well, it is what it is. Let me just put it like this. I'll put a wrap on this one. It is what it is.
There you go.
Lisa Brady has more about finding vision issues when you go back to school this year.
It's not uncommon for many people to think their eyesight is fine, when in reality, they might benefit from wearing glasses. This according to the CDC, which says about 11 million Americans above age 12 need some sort of vision correction. But while older teens and adults can more easily express their vision troubles, younger kids may not know anything is even wrong. And the back-to-school season can open new doors for solving eyesight issues. If students have slight vision problems that go unchecked, their sight may continue to worsen. The American Optometric Association recommends children get an eye exam as infants and preschoolers, and then every year when they're school age. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics is distancing itself from the U.S. government's vaccine recommendations. This is something that Robert Kennedy Jr. was really pushing. Mm. They're going against it totally. You want to find out about it? Here's Rich Edson with more.
For decades, the CDC and this pediatricians group have mostly agreed on vaccine recommendations. Not this year, and not for COVID shots. In May, the CDC removed COVID shots and boosters from its vaccine schedule for children and healthy pregnant women. Yesterday, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended children receive COVID vaccines and boosters and acknowledges that, quote, it differs from recent recommendations of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the CDC, which was overhauled this year and replaced with individuals who have a history of spreading vaccine misinformation.
4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, do have some backups lingering on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, and on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Our worst looking spots outside of that are going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your local weather, 90 degrees, low of 78 tonight. We're going to see the highs creep down over the course of the next several days heading into your Sunday, but that's because these rainfall chances are going to be increasing and lingering.
All right, let me give you an update here on Aaron. And what I'm finding, you know, we always recommend don't go by the cone of the trajectory of the storm. Don't go by the cone because it can deviate. But if you look at some of these graphics, some of these networks and stations are putting up there, you would swear that storm was on the whole east coast of the U.S. It's not like that. It just is not like so. Do your due diligence and look at it right. Here we go. Hurricane Aaron continues to impact the east coast as a flood threat affects other parts of the country. Fox meteorologist, she's back. She finally came back to us. Janice Dean's in, has a Fox weather forecast.
Hurricane Aaron continues to churn out in the Atlantic, staying offshore, but bringing tropical storm conditions, including strong winds, coastal flooding, some storm surge, and high waves to the Outer Banks through Thursday, and then the potential for life-threatening surf and rip currents all up and down the East Coast. Meantime, scattered thunderstorms and heavy rain could bring flooding to parts of the central U.S., the Southwest, and upper Midwest. The heat is a big story for the desert Southwest for the rest of the work week. Fox Weather has all of your details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, Texas Republicans are seeking to pass a redistricting plan that could benefit the GOP in next year's midterms. Garrett Tini has more from the Texas State House in Austin.
House Democrats here know that they can only delay a vote on this new congressional map. So they have now introduced 12 amendments that they know have no chance at passing. We don't know how many more amendments they plan to introduce, but we do know that the House Speaker has said they will be here as long as it takes until this new map passes. So far, Democrats have spent a lot of time laying the groundwork for their forthcoming lawsuits against the redistricting plan, arguing that it diminishes the voting power of people of color. Advocacy groups are also gearing up for legal battles over the new map and are asking a federal court to set aside dates for a hearing on whether the map should be blocked ahead of next year's midterm elections.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump is slamming an appeals court decision to temporarily block a land transfer request from mining giants Rio Tinto and BHP to help develop one of the country's largest copper mines. In a True Social post, Trump says the move impacts thousands of jobs. Shares in Chinese toy maker Pop Mart closing more than 12.5% higher today, one day after the company posted a near 400% surge in net profit, driven by booming global demand for its Labubu dolls. Claire's announcing today that it's selling most of its North American business to private equity firm Ames Watson just weeks after declaring bankruptcy. Meanwhile, on Wall Street today, stocks were mixed, with the Dow up 16, the S&P off by 16, and the Nasdaq falling more than 140. Crude oil futures for September were up 1%, above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right, 4:48, News Radio 92.3. You may be seeing lower prices for some fast food meals at McDonald's. Jenny Casola, I say it's about time. Jenny Casola has a story.
McDonald's is lowering the cost of some combo meals. The Wall Street Journal says it's a response to sticker shock from customers after some locations were charging as much as $18 for a Big Mac meal. McDonald's and its restaurant operators have been discussing the change for weeks. The company's offering some financial support to franchisees that drop prices. McDonald's admitted in its earnings update earlier this month that some customers are preferring to eat at home, though spending by higher and middle-income diners is holding up. The lower combo meal prices are expected to take effect in early September and remain in place through the start of next year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And crypto groups are accusing banks of undermining the Genius Act. President Trump signed the act into law last month that created regulations for a type of cryptocurrency known as stablecoins. In a letter sent to the Senate Banking Committee, the groups argued the push by the American Bankers Association to tweak language in the law should be rejected. The banks want what they say is an interest loophole closed because stablecoins cannot be substitutes for bank deposits or investment products.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Target is getting a new CEO, and it appears it's a company insider. Jenny Casola is back with the story.
Target's current chief operating officer, Michael Fiddelke, will take over from current CEO Brian Cornell in February. Cornell has been leading Target for 11 years. He'll remain with Target as executive chairman. Target sales have been dealing with a prolonged sales slump. It faced boycotts from shoppers because of its Pride Month displays 2 years ago, and then a separate boycott after it pulled back on corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. Fiddelke says his goal will be to revive Target's focus on stylish, unique merchandise and great customer experiences. He also says stores are strained by serving in-person shopping and e-commerce shipping. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, coming up in less than, 20 minutes or so, we'll have a new hurricane update for you from Aaron. Streaming hits a record high here. Want to pass this on to you. Michelle Polino has the report on News Radio 92.3.
Streaming continues to rise from the ashes of TV and cable, and it just hit another record in July. According to Nielsen, streaming made up 47% of all TV use, the sixth straight month of record highs. That's well above the 41% share a year ago. The gains came mostly at cable's expense, which fell to 22%, hurt by double-digit drops in news and sports. Broadcast networks held steady but slipped to a record low 18%. At the top for streaming, YouTube at 13%, and Netflix with close to 9% posted their best numbers ever, together matching cable share and easily outdrawing broadcasts. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll have some pop culture notes for you, maybe some frivolous headlines, and of course, one final check of your roads and weather this hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing!
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic!
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats like those in canola or vegetable oil is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come?
one of the first concerts I ever attended. Steppenwolf, John Kay and company. Great track. News Radio 92.3, 4:55, 5 away from 5. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you this afternoon. And we're going to go to Austin now with a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Still got some backups if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing the Hurlburt Field area. Also have an accident report. This is on 9 Mile Road. It appears to be causing the worst issues if you are traveling eastbound towards Jernigan Road, but we do have congestion both directions there. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. As for your weather, 90 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Going to have the highs start creeping down over the course of the next several days. That is as rainfall chances increase and linger for a bit.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, AI is said to be having a positive impact on the gaming world. Fox's Eamon Digman has details on that and more in Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
AI and video games are longtime companions with each other, but mostly in games, enemies being able to adjust, react, and fight the player back. But now it's the developers using it to make the game. 87% of them, in fact, according to the Harris Poll and Google Cloud. They say the responders largely agree that AI is, quote, having a positive influence across a wide range of creative efforts. However, the report also noted that game developers face some hesitancy around the adoption of Gen AI. Especially due to data and ownership rights. It's the year of racers for Nintendo. Tuesday, the company held another Direct for Kirby Air Riders. Masahiro Sakurai joking in the presentation that the game is essentially like Mario Kart World, which was the release game of the Switch 2 this year. The sequel adds more racers, both in characters and players. Now you can race with 15 of your friends in the city trial. It's scheduled for a November release. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
All right, and Coldplay's Chris Martin defending the Kiss Cam at the band's concerts after a video of a tech CEO having an alleged affair went viral. The singer says the band has used it for a long time and it's never been a problem. During a show in Hull, England, Martin noted that the Jumbotron fan camera is intended as a way to say hello to fans and is not a Kiss Cam. He joked that sometimes it turns out to become a massive international scandal.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was something else. South Park, you know the team. Crazy kids over there. They killed Kenny. Takes aim at President Trump's D.C. National Guard deployment. I am not going to miss this one. This is going to be a good one. Michelle Polino has the details.
South Park is at it again, taking aim at Donald Trump, this time at the president's Washington, D.C. takeover. In its third installment of season 27 titled Sycophancy, a teaser shows the pot-smoking, anthropomorphic Tao, Tao Li, arriving in D.C., greeted by soldiers, tanks, and dark clouds.
This seems like the perfect place for a towel.
The episode takes on the president's recent move to deploy National Guard troops and federal agents in the Capitol for an aggressive cleanup of crime and homelessness. Reactions have been mixed. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab filed suit calling moves unlawful, while the D.C. Police Union called the deployment a critical stopgap for rising crime. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
You know, it's often a counter argument to some of these, especially these more openly left wing comedians who get upset about Trump and him winning re-election. Some people say, you know, well, it gives you a lot of material.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
And that's how South Park's looking at it. A very glass half full approach there.
Absolutely. Okay. PETA calling for the end of importation of monkeys due to the U.S. Tuberculosis infections. I'm checking this story out here. Just popping across here. Jeff Manasso has more on the details for this one.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals wants the Department of Health to end the importation of monkeys into U.S. laboratories. Over the CDC's own data that shows between 2021 and 24, monkeys imported from Asia and Africa were allowed to enter the U.S. carrying several strains of TB.
We have no idea what type of mycobacteria tuberculosis those animals were carrying.
PETA's Dr. Alka Chadna.
You don't need to be an epidemiologist to see the recklessness of this.
She says prior to 2021, there were virtually no TB-infected monkeys entering the U.S. for experimental, painful, and deadly lab testing. Tuberculosis kills millions of people worldwide and kills 1.25 of them every year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Powerball $643 million tonight. Cash drawing to the clock. Play wisely, and good luck to you. Coming back in about 12 minutes with more information and news. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.